What is the line between wara' and the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks who forbids the zina of Allah azza wa jal? I think the reference is to the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who dares to make halal haram? That if Allah made something of zina, of beautification of this world, Allah made it halal. Who dares to make it haram for the people? So how do I know that I'm not falling into this? Look, you're not supposed to causing or calling haram to anybody. If it's for you, that's what wara' is. For you, that's what wara' is. Al-wara' is basically when you forbid yourself from certain halal out of fear of falling into the haram. But what's prohibited is telling people, stop eating, for example, this or drinking this, although it's halal, and you're making it haram for them right now. That's what's wrong. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids us in this ayah. How do you distinguish between rahbaniya and wara'? So rahbaniya is when people, they completely isolate themselves in seclusion. They go into voluntarily solitary confinement, basically, for the purpose of ibadah. So they disconnect themselves completely from the dunya, from the pleasure of the dunya. Al-wara' is reducing your dependence on this dunya, not completely isolating yourself from the dunya. Difference between taqwa and wara'. Well, wara' is one of the forms of taqwa, because the taqwa is putting a shield between you and the haram, or being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wara' is a practice of that. That you keep yourself conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments and stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haram, or if it was just doubtful. So that's practice of taqwa. Entering the masjid or musalla from the right side. Is this bid'ah? Like some people insist on this, even if it means passing through the sister's side to come in. Like if you say that you come in from the main door, and you go all the way to the right side to enter from this door in order to say that you should enter from the right side of the masjid, I'm not sure where this is coming from, to be honest with you. But what is sunnah or recommended for the men to be in the front lines to the right side, the mirror behind the imam, the right side. So yeah, but not entering from the right door of the masjid. So I don't know where this is coming from. And if someone believes that's a virtuous, they need to provide an evidence for that. Otherwise, it's definitely considered bid'ah. Someone is asking about the difference of opinion in fuqh and fiqh and the four schools of thought. So as an individual living in Valley Ranch, do I need to stick to one particular school of thought? I mean, it's up to you. But usually, for average person, just stay with the jama'ah. Whatever you get from your jama'ah, inshallah ta'ala, just follow that. Also, there are very lengthy questions over here. So someone is asking about the 401ks, and they are promoted as halal investments, such as airlines, but there are some elements of haram like alcohol and so on. I think this was clarified in our today's session. If you guys remember when he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, if someone's income is solely haram versus, partially haram, what's the ratio of the haram in it, majority or minority? So based on that, you could just stay away from it completely as part of the wara', or you can participate with caution. Can I use the money I get as interest to pay any fee the bank charged me? Or should I treat the interest money as something that doesn't belong to me and donate to another municipal cause? I believe that you should actually get rid of it, inshallah ta'ala. Unless you want to take the statements of Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, by taking the halal and keep it for yourself, and the shubha, give it to the shubha, source of income. In this case, you can use that opinion to pay any fees that the bank charges you. Here's the perpetual question of all times. Is it okay to eat non-zabiha meat? It's up to you. There are three opinions, and I'm sure that you already chose one, so stick to it. Is it recommended to avoid visiting a friend who has bought his home using a traditional interest-based mortgage? No. His haram is on him. You're doing your duty towards him, inshallah ta'ala, to visit, to be kind to them. But again, if they feed you food that you know it's haram, that's a different story. Do I get sins when my bank charges my credit card interest after a purchase? Well, if you allowed it, but if you pay in full every month, alhamdulillah, then you're clear. Although in essence, signing a contract for a credit card is also considered haram because you're allowing this to be charged to your credit card. But our ulama, they say, because it has become more like a haja, like it's a pressing need for people to participate and deal with credit cards, so they say al-ithm yani marfu' if you guarantee that you pay in full every month. But if you allow charges on your credit card, that's when the haram kicks in. How do you separate haram when you have been the one paying a riba? Does your money become haram? How do you clean that money? Well, if you're the one who's paying the money, I wouldn't say your money becomes yani haram in that sense, but the action, if you're doing that, that's the haram. But if you're one who's collecting the money, the riba, then all your money becomes haram. So that it's worse when you receive the money, you charge the interest, than you pay that interest. What's the difference between wajib and fard? So some ulama, they consider wajib and fard the same category, like interchangeable terminology for obligatory. But other schools of thought, particularly the Hanafi school, they differentiate between fard and wajib by saying the fard, if anything that was established in the rules of fiqh with a decisive evidence, such as an ayah that is mutawatir in terms of understanding, or the hadith that is conclusively mutawatir as well with clear understanding. But anything that is less than mutawatir hadith or an ayah that might have different opinion or different interpretation, it goes into the wajib. So for them, the five daily prayers are considered what? Fard. But the witr is considered wajib because it's not in the Quran with a conclusive evidence. Okay, so this is a different question. If we say something wrong and instantly do istighfar, is it removed from our book or still stays? Well, you need to go back maybe 3 weeks, study that session, inshallah ta'ala, because we talked about this in details. Some of the ulama, they say the whole thing is removed completely. Other ulama, they say it's still registered, but the liability is removed. So it's a reminder for you, but it's a liability on you. Can a Muslim convert accept inheritance from a non-Muslim relative? What if it is a lot of money? Well, to receive it in the way that we receive it, it doesn't count here. So they receive it in a form of wasiyah or a will, and that's different. You can take that money, inshallah. So I heard a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever doesn't follow my sunnah or me is not one of my true followers. In that context, does the sunnah salah become a must? The answer is no. The meaning of this is overall following the example of the Prophet ﷺ. And the example of the Prophet ﷺ, not making the sunnah salah mandatory, but it's recommended. So you do it as an encouragement, inshallah ta'ala. Again, about halal meat. If you had a credit card and you repent, the bank wants you to pay interest. Does that make your income haram? And you say that take the barakah away from your income. Like we said, you're not paying the interest, so your money hopefully stays clear, but definitely it's the sin of committing the riba by paying it in the first place. So try to get rid of it as quick as possible. Because if you don't pay it, you go into trouble. You're going to have to, you know, call for bankruptcy, whatever, just to get rid of that. If someone already has a traditional mortgage and they would like to switch to halal mortgage, look, I don't say that what we have out in the market is 100% yani halal, but it's called Sharia compliant. What does that mean? Means under the circumstances is accepted in the Sharia, but it doesn't make it 100% purely halal. So it's up to your circumstances. If you feel, alhamdulillah, that you don't need it, then don't do it. Stay until you can pay cash, for example. But if you realize that your circumstances are dire and this becomes a pressing need, then you can take that concession, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wallahu ta'ala. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.